Q Tech Records. DJ
949. Paul Productions.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's T-Dawn Productions.
He's got some voice.
Absolutely, he's great.
Paul Productions.
And hi, everybody. How are you out there? I tell you, every time and every once in a while I say that, the opening to this just sometimes gets me. I'm thinking I need to come in and have some kind of different sound, like I'm riding my horse and I'm on my show. Da 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 da. I don't know. It just kind of gets me that feeling of when I listen to that, of like a Western or something. You know, that's what it sounds like. Am I off my rocker? Are you thinking, what are you talking about, T-Dawn? I don't even understand you right now. Are you on something? No. Sometimes I think I need to be on something. I don't even drink caffeine. You know, my son, he's like, Mom, I'm trying to get away from caffeine. I'm trying to get away from drinking coffee, and I can't. And I'm like, you can, you got to have some willpower. And I can't do it. I have something to keep me up all the time. I need to stay up, be able to take care of the kids, go to work, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, you can still do it. But, you know, living in this world today and growing, you know, have kids growing up and working and sometimes working from home has to be extremely difficult. I hear the stories. I hear his stories. I hear my daughter's stories. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, how hard that must be right now. I don't know about the caffeine thing because I'm not addicted to caffeine, but I am addicted to, I have something in front of my hands right now. You're like, oh, you're addicted to something? Are you ready to hear what it is? Think about it. What am I addicted to? Okay. So you thought music, right? Yes, I am addicted to that. Oh, yeah, and I am addicted to playing games. I've got a new game that I like to play a lot. But I am addicted to, get this, everybody ready? Dun, 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 dun. Cranberry, raspberry, zero calories, fizzy water. You're like, okay. Yeah, that's what I am addicted to. I get these things out and my husband, he's saying, those look like beer cans, like Michelob beer cans. I never drank beer, was not a beer drinker, so I'm not into that. But I do know what Michelob beer cans, I don't know, does that still exist? I have no idea. Maybe you'll have to tell me. Anyway, so yeah, so I crack one open and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to have some sparkling water and you're not going to stop me. Ooh, tough girl. It's kind of funny because that's what I think. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have my sparkling water. It's right here in my hand right now. Hear that? Yeah. I usually have a couple of cans sitting on my desk and they have to be like really freezing cold to where you open it up and you crack it and you go, whoosh, you know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, I'm thinking about that with a beer. But yeah, you crack it open and all of a sudden, you know, the fizzy. And you're just like, okay, as soon as I drink it, it's going to splash the back of my throat and it's going to feel so good. Yeah, it feels great. Yeah, it's a great feeling. I love it. So that's what I'm addicted to. It's kind of funny when I tell the story because people just kind of look at me like, okay, what is your problem? There ain't nothing in that. It's nothing of nothing. There's not even any artificial anything in it. It's just plain old sparkling water. Now, I do have a sparkling water creator or a maker. Have you ever tried those out there? Those sparkling water. Are you into sparkling water? Should I even be talking about this right now? Wait, first of all, I better tell you what you're here for. You are here to hear a song, right? I'm here to jabber with you because I haven't talked to with you for a couple weeks. And you are listening to me, T-Dawn, just in case you didn't know that. And so there you go. Anyway, back to my sparkling water. So I have a sparkling water maker and you put water into it, of course. And it does the, what is it? H2O, I think it is, or something. I don't know. I'm out there when it comes to that kind of stuff, but I think it's what it is or something. And you, you know, screw it into the water jug thing and you click on it three times, meh, 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 you know, the three times thing. And when you take it out, it goes whoosh, as if it's releasing its gases. And you're just like, oh my gosh, that's going to taste so good on the back of my throat. A nice fizzy, fizzy. Now, some of you are like, okay, yeah, well, soda does that for me. I don't drink soda. I cannot stand it. I used to drink it all the time when I was little and until my adulthood as well. But I stopped drinking soda a long time ago. So don't put the numbers together. How old do you think I am? But anyway, so yes, I don't drink soda. I don't drink coffee. I do drink tea, and generally decaffeinated. So there's not very much tea that I drink that has caffeine in it, but I do like my chai tea. But anyway, back to my sparkling water, because you're here to listen to that, right? Anyway, my sparkling water, when you do your own creation, you can add flavoring to it or not. But you got to put it in a freezer or something so it freezes up, but not too much, because you don't want it to freeze up to the point where your bubbles just kind of flatten out. I cannot stand flat water. You know, flat, fizzy water. How's that work together? I don't know. But, you know, where it's flat, it doesn't splash the back of your throat. You don't feel that kind of feeling. You know what I'm saying? Did you know that this was going to actually be a sound type of a podcast where I was going to give you all kinds of different sounds? You probably didn't know that. Anyway, that's my fizzy water story and I'm sticking to it. You should get one of those. I don't have it in front of me. I'm not in front of me, if I could speak. I don't have it in front of me to tell you what it is, but it's one of those fizzy water makers. So if you're interested in a fizzy water maker and you are interested in fizzy water, that's a great thing to have. But also cans you stick in the freezer, refrigerator, actually. And actually, I have a small refrigerator freezer that's in my, it's in my wet bar. And so it really chills the stuff like real cold. And, you know, it's awesome. I don't know if you can quite do that with those other things. But anyway, so I get these cans and I crack open and I just feel like, oh yeah, I'm going to have myself a black cherry fizzy water. You watch me and I'll drink three of them. All right. So I guess that was a different opening for you all. I just felt a little bit chatty and a little giddy for you because gosh dang, it's been a rough 2 weeks for me. So I wanted to just have some fun with you and talk to you about fizzy water. Isn't that so great? So what is happening in this world? What's happening in your world? I always ask you, and I love to hear from you as you do share your information with me, and I do appreciate it. I keep all your information under lock and key, and I lost the key. No. But I'm just joking. But I keep all your information to myself, which is, you know, the best place to be. But anyway, I thank you for sharing your information with me as I share with you. And we have just a nice time sharing. So I find that that is the best way to get the fans, you know, as we become, as we get to know each other. I was reading up on that one day about, you know, some artists out there who are just really in it for the music. And hey, yeah, of course, in it for the music's great. But if you don't have anybody listening to the music, or the, you don't write stuff that relates, or you don't relate to your fans, what good is it? Yeah, it's good for you to release, of course. So if you're an artist out there who's doing such things, yeah, you can do that. If you want other people to listen, then you need to relate as well. And so, you know, I find that is a great way to, you know that sound, to relax and all that kind of fun stuff. But it has been a very interesting couple weeks. And I might be going into some more couple weeks, just so you know that. So next week may be questionable. I do have classes that I'm going to be attending all week next week. and I'm not sure I will be able to fit this in or not. So we will see where that goes. Sorry, was not my plans. So we'll work it out together and we'll go through this together. But where I was going with this, with the music, is the music is still going fine out there. I'm not moving through it as much as I want to at this particular time, but you know, we have our highs and lows and that's what happens. And so a nice thing is people are listening, and I thank you all for that. So what are you going to listen to today? Do you know? What are you going to listen to? So you're going to listen to a song. It's another instrumental song that I have here in the works. This instrumental song is more on the peaceful side. I want to say, if I was going to categorize it, it would be relaxing, peaceful, in your own element kind of thing. Perhaps maybe something that you're not going to be extremely crazy over, because one, maybe you enjoy my vocals. But this song is a nice song. I like it. Not done yet. No name. So as you know, as you attend these, you get some of these things that you're like, oh, never heard that before. Well, you've not heard this before either. So I will give it a play about right now, and then you can tell me what you think about it. All right, here we go. So what would you think about that? So as I said, it's not complete yet. It may sound like it's complete, but until I put my official stamp on it to where everything sounds like it's coming right out of the speakers and where you can hear everything that I want to hear, it's not done. But I don't know what the name of the song should be, so maybe you want to name it for me. You can do that. Be kind of cool, naming that song. Almost like, you guys remember a show, a TV show, what was it, game show? Name That Tune, right? Is that what it's called? Name That Tune? You name a tune within a certain amount of seconds. Maybe they still have something like that on there today. I don't know, to be honest with you. I barely watch TV at all. I realized that the other day. I'm like, I only watch one thing once a week. That's America's Got Talent. That's it. That's all I watch once a week. I don't watch anything else on TV whatsoever. But I kind of got off the sideline here, didn't I? Anyway, so this song has some great tones in it. So you'll hear a little bit of synth in it, a little bit of piano, some guitars. And I'm trying to think of what else is in here that, you know, I don't know what else to tell you about it. But anyway, it's a song that I think it's probably going to go under one of my other names as I've been creating other stuff out there that you know that I'm creating. Quite a bit of stuff you have not heard because it's branching out to other places for TV and movies, but still no snags on that. It's kind of an interesting role as I go through all of this. I guess because I'm not really working as hard on it as I probably should, but I have had leads and I have signed a contract. And I did provide a bunch of my songs to another publisher. So I don't even know if I told you guys about that. But yeah, I did that. And it's just a matter of, as they tell you, submit and just leave it. You know, don't think about it anymore. But I still think about it. But anyway, this is one of those songs that more than likely I'm going to send off somewhere whenever it's finished. So just let me know what you think about it. You know, what do you think about it? So I wanted to tell you about a couple of things here that I had on my mind. One is the environment. What are you doing to help save the environment? What's your process? What do you think about it? Do you think we're in for a tailspin? Do you think that we're about ready to go downhill? So this is a more serious side. I've been getting a little serious with you guys. I've been doing a lot of thinking in regards to what's happening in the world today. And not necessarily being proactive on it quite yet, but trying to figure out what I want to do to be proactive. Thinking that I want to take some of my songs and put them into some type of environmental charity type of thing. What do you think? I don't know. I've done that before a couple of times and I'm thinking about it again. There's a couple of charities, a couple of environmental things out there that obviously raise money to help with the environment, change the world. And so I was just kind of curious, what do you think about that? And then also, what are you doing out there to change the world? Do you think that this earth will be around in 20 years? When I think about the stuff that's going on over in, you know, Ukraine, and I think about all of the, what do I say, the environmental changes, I can't help but think that aren't we sucking in some of that air quality? Think about that. We must be. And nobody's talking about it. Why isn't anybody talking about what this is actually doing to our earth, to our air quality? Maybe they're talking about it in other countries, but they're not talking about it here. They're just talking about, you know, what's happening and how our how it's getting hotter and everything. But have we ever thought about this thing that's going on in Ukraine, the war that's going on in Ukraine, and what is actually what it's actually doing to our ozone layer and stuff? Think about this. So when we had our crazy fires over here, which are still, well, there are still some, but we had some really big ones, and the smoke actually made it to other countries. What's to stop all of that, those particles and that, from coming over to here in the U.S. or wherever you're at, if you're close nearby, as I know some of you are closer than obviously I am. But all of these things that are taking place, don't you think that the earth is going to get mad one day and say, forget you, I'm done? Seriously. I know these are kind of serious topic. I started out funny and giddy, but sometimes I just like to talk about the things that bother me with you. Not with you, meaning not you, but, you know, I want to talk with you and see if you feel the same way. What can we do to change this world? What have you been thinking about? So, as I said, music is one of mine, but that's really not changing the world. I mean, it's providing a song for charity, etc. But what am I going to do to change things? So there are a couple things that I do change when I think about it. So we have a water shortage here, supposedly. I don't notice that so much where I'm at, I guess, because we have a different water system here in the mountains. But I do still, I'm still conservative about it. So I, you know, make sure I don't run as much water, save some water, turn the water off when I'm brushing my teeth, and then brush my teeth, you know, and then turn the water back on. Those kind of things. I think about the children, excuse me, and their environment, what their environment will be when they grow up. What will that be like? Will they live in bubbles? You know, you ever see that movie, The Bubble Boy or something? I don't remember. Dang, I can't remember. Oh, The Boy in a Bubble, I think it is. Is that what my mind just... Yes, The Boy in a Bubble, that's what I'm telling you. Honestly, I don't know if that's what it is. So even if my brain or my mouth said that, I don't know if that's true. But I think that might be the name of it. How he had to live in a bubble because he had some kind of disease of some sort. Think about that for us. I'm wondering if that's what it would be like for our children, our children's children, as the world starts cracking up and messing up. But other things that I've been thinking of is planting more plants in the earth because we're giving more oxygen, all this stuff that's being cut down. I need to continue to plant more. More conservative on that part when I think about, okay, I just want to put another plant here. Let's put another plant there and put this plant here. And even though it does, some of the stuff takes up water, I do put more of the succulents out there and stuff. But I don't know. I just want to take some time out to see what you thought about the views of what's happening with this world and what you're doing to change things. And if you do something, let me know. Send me a message, send me an email, send me a DM or whatever. I'd like to know what you're doing to change things or what you think of it. I know some of you have already spoke with me about, you know, your feelings about what's happening in the world. But that's one of my things that I wanted to talk to you about. But that was a little bit more serious. Sorry, I needed to throw that out there. But, you know, it's one of the things you got to talk about, and it's my duty as an artist to make sure that I talk to you guys about things like this because, you know, who's going to talk about it? sometimes people don't talk about it at all. Sometimes artists don't do what they're supposed to do and follow through with some of those things, like, you know, their duty of being an artist. As you might know, a couple of artists out there of actually throwing around their music work and putting words into their songs that are offending people. After even one offended one another, I don't know what all is going on in there, but again, we have to be respectful and honorable and all those types of things to, you know, what we put into our music. With that said, I am done talking about this, okay? Because I need to get off of this and put you into another world here. Are you ready for this next world? All right, here we go. So I wanted to do a review on something. You might want to be here, might not want to be here. Depends on, you know, I'm a techno girl, so I like to talk techie stuff. And some of you ask me about things, some of the stuff that I use, or want to know about some of the techie things that I do, whatever it might be. So I'll tell you about TP-Link. So you might have heard about TP-Link. It is a hub that, or actually, TP-Link has all kinds of stuff. They have routers. They have what do we call pods? Is what I'm going to talk to you about. They have all kinds of stuff. I've used them for a very long time, and I'm going to talk to you about Deco. So these are pods that you can put through your house for wireless connections. So if you want to have a wireless connection from one room to another, completely connected all the time, these pods are great. So really what you do is you connect one pod to your internet and the rest of them you put in your house. So what it does, it just beams back and forth. It's so weird. How does that stuff work? I'm techie and I just wonder, how does these things fly through the air in your house? It's like, can I catch it? You know, what's up with that? Anyway, as it's passing through, I catch it. Yeah, I catch a file. Anyway, as you take these and you put these in these different rooms, you can move through the house. And so if you're using your phone as Wi-Fi, which I like to use that instead of using my minutes. So I connect via Wi-Fi. It connects. And it connects. I've got one going all the way to my studio. So that's how cool these things are. You can actually have them long distance. And so if you live in a rural area and you're like, oh man, how do I get internet from one place to another without a bunch of wires? Because remember what my pet peeve is? I heard you say it. Wires, right? I can't stand wires. I cannot stand wires. I hate them. That's a bad word to use in my vocabulary, but I just don't like them. So I put one of these pods in my studio. And so the frequency goes back and forth. And it's really cool because I'm starting to put, I took my cameras down, but I bought a new camera. You're like, wait a minute, you just told me about cameras last time. You don't like them. Well, I want outside cameras. So I just bought a solar camera. And that will go to my pod that's outside and it allows it to be able to catch that, you know, like catch the frequency in that and be able to transfer that information. So anyway, you get three of them, I think, in a bundle, if I'm not mistaken. It's two. And I had to go buy two more. So my house is not huge, but it's a pretty nice size house. And so I had to have four of them, which it says it covers, I forget how much it covers, but I'm like, wait a minute, I think I have overabundance of pods, should be have enough frequency for it. But anyway, so you can use these and then you can actually set them up to where you have a frequency for one and have one for a guest, you know, for somebody to get on there instead of that person getting on your main router. They're pretty fast. They do a pretty good job. They take a lot of gadgets. you don't realize how many gadgets you have until it's, you look at it and it says sometimes it's congested. So like, oh, your network is congested. Okay, got too many things on here. Because then you got people come in, and those people, they have their stuff, their phones, their iPads, blah, 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 blah. And then I got all my technology that's connected, which just, you know, is overabundance of, you know, technical stuff, which what would we do without them? I don't know. Sometimes we just need not to do with them, to be honest with you. We need to be, technology needs to be out the door. That's coming from a technical girl. Anyway, these, the TP-Links, if you're interested in any type of router or router hub, same thing, or a Wi-Fi type of a system, out of anything, I would recommend TP-Link, even if you don't get a pod or the different pods. And you can put pods upstairs, downstairs. My house is all one level, so I don't have to worry about that. But they work either way. So when you go upstairs, it's still connecting, and you're not losing that connection because it will make a nice... What it does is it creates a ring. You can't see the ring, but it creates a ring going from one pod to the other. So wherever you go within the house, you're not dropping anything, no dropping of a line. So, or your connection, which is great. Anyway, so with these things, you can, you know, do all kinds of stuff. You can actually, if you want, here's a plus to these. The pod itself has another connection on it. So if you want it to, you want to connect to, okay, I'm going to talk a little techie stuff here, as I guess as I already am. Cat 45, which is a network cable. So if you have a network cable and you want to plug that in, you can plug that in. If you want to plug in a camera to the back of one of those pods, you can. It has two slots. So it is better to have cameras, if you're going to use them, connected. They're more secure. But the nice thing is you can connect to those. And they're great if you want to put like in your garage, you know, you need some Wi-Fi there, or if you have a nice outside there and you want to be able to connect outside, you most certainly can. Highly recommend it. But any kind of TP-Link, I am a big fan over. So if you're looking for any of those types of things, I would recommend TP-Link. It's TP-Link. So there you go. I wanted to make sure I told you that too, because I don't know. I just was saying, you know, I probably need to talk about these too, because there's some other things that I've told you about with connecting and that. And the last time I talked to you was with the cameras. I think I was telling you about how freaky all that stuff was, but yeah. So now I'm telling you more gadgets, right? with that said, I do have to get off of here, but I hope that you got some enjoyment at the very beginning here of some laughter. I hope that you enjoyed being here with me as I enjoyed being here with you. I always enjoy that. And when I can't be here, it just drives me nuts. So we'll see what it's going to be like for next week. I'm going to say that it's most doubtful because it does run right into the time. This does run into the time that I have my class, unless I can figure out a different time, but that would really throw things off. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I wish you guys a most wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, evening, whatever time it happens to be for you. If you're going to sleep, sleep well. Getting up, well, welcome to the world. And we're heading closer to the weekend, so I'm loving that already. blah, 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 blah. I got to get off of here. With that said, I'm going to exit out of here. And you know how many clicks we have? I've got three fingers on one side and three fingers on the other side. Why am I doing that? That's like I'm going to say six clicks. You can't see that, but I got my three fingers up on both fingers. I mean, on both hands. All right, take one down. Three clicks. Yes. All right, ready? So let's go for three clicks. And oh, by the way, thank you, Museboat, for playing these podcasts. I appreciate that. And we have all the new podcasts out there too on .com, you know, where we are now, BTD Radio. So you can most certainly check them out. I've updated all that stuff. All right, I'm out of here. Gotta go. All right. One, two, three. This is T-Dawn, and I am out of here.